Vision.com today.
Gas is up 30 to 35 cents in the last 14 days. Are you feeling the pinch? Are you starting to whine, America? Feeling that pain at the pump? It could get worse. Believe it or not, a lot of this has to do with what's happening in Libya. At least that's what they're pinning it on anyway. Hey, hope you had a fabulous weekend. Kate Delaney hanging with you across America and all those places outside our borders as well. Remember, you can always be a part of the show, the Overnight Highway, the best water cooler buzz around, simply by dialing these digits, 800-259-5791, 800-259-5791. Tip me later. Got that number right. The woman with dyslexia when it comes to numbers. Yeah. All right, so let's set the table for you. We're going to talk about the White House really heaping on the praise for the Muslim community across America. They're doing this to get ahead of what's probably going to be some negative things that come out this Thursday out of Washington, thanks to a hearing that we're going to talk about in a second. In the meantime, because I'm such a nut for the whole volcanic activity thing, how about this lava spewing, they say, 65 to 70 feet sky high after a crater collapsed, and this is in Kilauea. For anybody who's gone to Hawaii, if you go to the Big Island, Kilauea is there. It is something to see, that ring of fire, when you have a little helicopter tour, or even some people will go and hike it. You can't hike it, get too close to when it's erupting, because really, you know what happens? People don't realize it. And yes, there are park rangers, but they can't be looking after every single person. People think it's okay, and they start to wander off the paths. And then, no joke, their shoes melt right underneath them. That would be a frightening thing, wouldn't it? Hey, I just got these Nikes. They cost me $150. What do I do? So anyway, so I think that's pretty cool. Also, we're going to do a segment on what were they thinking? What were they thinking? Probably in your own personal lives, you've had a few moments like that, but not living them publicly. So we'll jump to that too. But let's get back to what I mentioned Thursday's happening in the nation's capital. And what it is Pete King, congressman from New York, a Republican congressman, thinks there needs to be a hearing on the radicalization of Muslims in the United States. Now, he defined it as people who were being fueled by Al-Qaeda, and he wants to hear people discussing that. He wants to see, is there anything that can be done, that kind of stuff, just to have some conversation about it anyway. And the whole idea, the whole focus is supposed to be on cooperation from the Muslim community as well in this, to help people in the FBI, people in local law enforcement, to combat radicalization in or out of the mosques in the community, to try to get to these people before something happens. However, because if you look at the majority of the recent terror plots, it's easy to connect the dots. Most of the attempts against the U.S. have been lone wolf people. There have been a bunch of lone wolf people. Like just a few weeks ago, this college kid from Saudi Arabia who was a chemical engineering student in Texas, he was arrested because the red flags went up after he bought explosive chemicals online and he bought too much of them. So the company said something they called the FBI. His plan was to blow up dams, nuclear plants, or the Dallas home of former President George W. Bush. So King is saying essentially that he feels the Muslim community could and should do more to work with people, the cops, like I said, the FBI, CIA, who's ever involved, to stop members from becoming radicalized and recruiting other people to commit violent acts. And so now it's like hell has erupted as a result of him saying this and doing this. A lot of people are upset and saying that it's just a slam at Muslims and it's wrong and this shouldn't happen. There's no place for it. So ahead of this, the Deputy National Security Advisor, Dennis McDonough, kind of set the stage for the reaction from 1600 Pennsylvania Avenue and tried to focus on, okay, here's what we're going to do in these hearings, and we really appreciate the Muslim community, and, you know, went on and on about how it's not about the everyday people. And I think that, I think what you're going to see is you're going to see an explosion in Washington. I think you're going to see a lot of people that are going to be upset that are going to be protesting. And what the administration is saying is, instead of condemning whole communities, just broad brushstrokes of saying Muslims, that in fact the U.S. needs to protect them from intimidation. This is going to be an interesting thing to watch unfold. Here's what, in his own words, here's what Congressman Pete King had to say.
We're talking about Al-Qaeda. We're talking about the affiliates of Al-Qaeda who have been radicalizing, and there's been self-radicalization going on within the Muslim community, within a very small minority, but it's there, and that's where the threat is coming from at this time.
All right, see, so he's saying the small minority, that's what he wants to hear about, what to do about the small minority. How about Keith Ellison, who is a Muslim, and he is a congressman from the state of Minnesota, Democratic congressman. Here, he was also on one of the Sunday shows with Pete King, and here's what he had to say about it.
I don't want them to be able to stand up and claim, you know, see, we told you America's at war with Islam. That's one of their main recruiting arguments. That's why I think that we need to be careful about how we use the instrumentality of the government in investigative hearings.
Right. So what he's saying, I don't have to interpret this as a smart audience, but you get it. Basically he's saying, yeah, we don't want to, if we go there, if we start to say all this stuff and have this conversation, it's only going to fan the flames of Al-Qaeda and their propaganda machine to say, see, look what they're doing. They're lumping everyone in America into one category, and this is the problem, right? Anyway, we're going to get your take on that coming up around the bend, 800-259-5791. I say you have the hearing. Let's hear what people have to say. Get all kinds of people out there. Air it out. If people are upset and they think it's wrong and the whole idea of the hearing is topsy-turvy, then say it. Get some people, some imams are going to testify. Let's hear what they have to say. Just get a whole bunch of people talking about it. I don't see how it hurts anything. Because cooperation with the FBI, like in the situation of this kid with the chemicals, is what stopped maybe something that could have happened at Hoover Dam or could have happened in Dallas, Texas, or who knows where. So that certainly, to me, could not be a bad thing. In the meantime, we're also going to discuss this, the Defense Secretary Robert Gates visiting Afghanistan, trying to assess where we are at in the war. What do you think he's going to come back with? How many more years in Afghanistan? And ultimately, what does he say the progress is? Because it's really a progress report. Has there any progress been made lately? 800-259-5791. See you in a few.
Hi, my name is Stephen Huer. As a degreed nutritionist, my first priority is for you to get healthy. That won't happen if I make wrong recommendations or cause you to spend money on supplements you don't need. After 20 years working with thousands of products and thousands of people, I know, for the most part, what does and does not work. One World Whey is the first and only unheated whey protein powder from grass-fed cows on the market. It retains substances that no other whey protein powder has. These nutritive compounds supply life-giving nutrition. Your body merely needs the right conditions to make great health happen. Due to low-quality foods, toxicity, and aging, having great health is more of an effort than ever. One World Whey is the superfood of the century, and when added to your diet, it promotes energy, detoxification, muscle gains, fat loss, and overall radiant health. Call 888-988-3325. That's 888-988-3325. Or visit OneWorldWay.com. That's OneWorld, W-H-E-Y.com.
Gold isn't for you? Ted Anderson, president of Midas Resources, one of the world's premier gold and precious metal investing firms.
I get it.
You wouldn't buy gold if you believed that the government is doing a great job, that the Fed will stop handing out trillions of dollars like bailout candy, that Social Security would be there for you. That's not what's happening. You might even pass on gold if the stimulus package wouldn't fuel inflation, or that the dollar wouldn't lose value, or that your retirement would be secure. If all looks rosy to you, then now is not the time to buy gold. For the realists, there have never been more sobering reasons to diversify with gold. Since 2001, the U.S. dollar index has tanked 30%, while gold has risen 300%. Right now, savvy investors are adding gold to their portfolios. You should, too. Find out what they know. Call us, and I'll send you 10 reasons why gold will do very well, free. 800-686-2237. 800-686-2237. That's 800-686-2237.
For centuries, silver has been used as a powerful natural antibiotic, and as a listener to this station, you probably already know the benefits of using colloidal silver. With so many websites to choose from, finding a reputable patriotic company with great products at affordable prices can be a difficult task. Introducing UtopiaSilver.com. UtopiaSilver.com carries the best, most effective, and most affordable colloidal silver and colloidal gold products in the industry. UtopiaSilver.com also carries products to fit your lifestyle, including weight loss, immune system defense, cleanses, herbs, joint and bone care, and much more. First-time customers using promo code GCN50 will receive 50% off all colloidal products. Visit us today at Utopia Silver. That's U-T-O-P-I-A Silver, utopiasilver.com, or call 888-213-4338. That's 888-213-4338. UtopiaSilver.com, taking back America's healthcare one American at a time.
Where do you think Gates, if I said Defense Secretary, let's just cut through all the mucky muck and pleasantries. You're in Afghanistan. You were in Afghanistan several times. Where do you think we are? Scale of 1 to 10 in this war situation before we draw back more troops. What do you think he would say? He'd probably say, is it off the record or on the record? All right, let's go on the record with Sean in the UK. Hello, Sean. Thanks for waiting. What's up, buddy?
Hello, Kate. Where are we in Afghanistan? The Afghans fought Russia for many, many years. You know, if they can fight a country like that, you know, they can put up with what we're going to throw at them.
I agree with you.
You know, they're a tough bunch. You know, I have never been out to Afghanistan. I went out to Iraq, and I see the people out there. If they're half of what the Iraqis was, we're going to be out there for years to come. You know, all we can do is either pull them out, you know, or let them fight themselves. You know, it's like putting all the Muslims in a little bracket. That's something that I really annoy. It really annoys me that they put Muslims in the same box. It's not the Muslims that are actually flew the planes into the towers. It was the Al Qaeda. That's like saying every American that carries a gun is going to shoot somebody because one person has once shot somebody. It's putting everybody in the same bracket.
Actually, Sean, I agree with you. That's what I said. The danger is that's why the people were upset in New York, because they're worried about being targeted. That's what other people will think, because they won't say, oh, well, wait a second. And what Pete King is saying is, no, this is about those, what you just said. It's about those people who are connected to Al Qaeda, people who are connected to, you know, whatever group it is that wants to do harm to the Western world, in this case, the United States. But absolutely, you're right. Your analogy was dead on with the guns, because people with guns get infuriated by that. They hate the idea that they would just be blanketed as somebody who's going to shoot whoever without even thinking because they happen to have a gun concealed in carry or whatever.
How many years has the National Rifle Association has been saying to the Americans, you know, make sure your guns are locked up safe so nobody gets shot? It doesn't help the matter. So why should the Congress go to the Muslims and go, well, can you tell all your people not to actually blow us up? It's not going to make no difference.
Yeah, but
it's those extremists. It's the radical extremists.
Right.
It is. What we need to do, and this is Americans and working with the British, everybody needs to work together. Because it's not just the Americans that are getting targeted. You've got the UK that's getting targeted. France is getting targeted. Germany is getting targeted. Everybody's getting targeted, but nobody is working together. If everybody worked together and said, right, we've got these bunch of guys that we think could be, you know, terrorists, and then they gave it to, like, America and everywhere, they can keep their eye on them. And, you know, you're better off working together than one country working on its own. America can't do it all on their own. Neither can the UK. If they work together, they've got twice as much people out there that can make sure that nothing will happen.
I agree with you, Bravo, absolutely. I think with these networks, you got to remember, where are the people who are loyal to the cause? And they're all over the place. They're crawling in the UK, they're crawling in America, they're crawling in Germany, meaning, you know, this call, for lack of a better way to describe it, a sleeper cell, or somebody waiting to, who's assimilating in any of those places, whether it's in England, or whether it's in Germany, or whether it's in the United States, or whether it's in Spain, or someplace else. Absolutely, you're absolutely correct. And let's hope that the focus is that. That's supposedly the focus that this hearing is going to take. Hey, help us out. If you see something, let us know. Just like the guy at the chemical place, just let us know. Don't turn a blind eye. Let's have a conversation. Let's connect the dots. Absolutely. But I think the other countries especially have to work together, because that's how you're seeing people get into the United States. They go from England to through Canada to wherever. So there has to be more cooperation. Yeah, I agree with you.
Now, you can't say that all Muslims are, you know, people that want to go out and fight. You know, an example is you're going to have to look at the boxer, Muhammad Ali.
Yeah, it's who I use.
He went to war because he wanted to keep peace. You know what I mean?
Right.
But how can you say that, you know, anybody say, you know, all Muslims are somebody that wants to go out and blow everyone up? Muhammad Ali, he's a Muslim. He didn't want to go out and blow anybody up.
Right.
He was quite happy to stay at home.
That's right. And he was quite happy to be an American.
Yes.
Right. Absolutely.
He was boxing in the Olympic Games, not for Afghanistan or any other Muslim country. He went boxing for America. He is a Muslim, he's a devoted American, and he's a very peaceful Muslim. You know, we can't keep putting everybody in that bracket without looking at the ones that are actually decent and aren't there to cause trouble.
Yeah. Good call, Sean. Thank you very much. Thanks for your patience. We appreciate it. Okay, I agree with Sean. I mean, you know that, because I'll take some flack. Dan in Texas will call me, and he'll say, no, everybody wants to stay. Everybody wants to stay. A plan. Everybody wants to kill us. And I don't agree. I agree that the radicalization, though, is very scary, and that's why you have to figure out that you have to work together. You have to have the agencies work together, and you need people. And only because this is the most recent thing, I keep saying this now for the third time, like the guy at the chemical place, somebody orders an unbelievable abnormal amount of chemicals, and he's a student and he knows it, so he knows something is funny here. Nobody's ever done it. I've had this company for 20 years. There's something is not right, and boom, he calls the FBI. Here's the situation. We have this order for da 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 da, and then they end up nabbing this kid before something could have happened. Because nobody was looking at him as a terrorist. He wasn't on any kind of a watch list or whatnot. So it is about people keeping their eyes open, absolutely. And Thursday, we'll see, because that's the focus is supposed to be about what can we do, to thwart these attempts. Really, that's it. What can we do to stop the attempts on the United States or on other areas from happening? Because we're in the United States and because this is a hearing in the United States, that's really the focus. And what Pete King keeps saying, and I guess he's going to be saying until Thursday, because he's the chairman of the House Homeland Security Committee, he's saying that we got to keep issuing these warnings about Al-Qaeda terrorists targeting Muslim youth, going after that, going after the disenfranchised, going after somebody they know that's easy pickings, right? Just like, I mean, think about it. Think about the word cult. And I know this is a little bit different, but when there's cults, think of Jim Jones and what happened and drinking the Kool-Aid and all that stuff. How do people get to that point where they're following this nut and then they just drink Kool-Aid and kill themselves? How does that happen? So in a different way, people who are not happy with what's happening in their life, people who are easy young guys, I'm going to say, because I'm not saying it's not any girls, but usually it's guys, young guys grabbing onto them so they can be part of the effort. And, you know, King is going to have to say it a ton of times, but he did release a statement saying the overwhelming majority of Muslims are outstanding Americans. But at this stage in our history, there is an effort to try to radicalize elements within the Muslim community. So it is a good fair or foul, whether you think it's a good time for this kind of a hearing. 800-259-5791. Also, I said, and we were just talking about that there with Sean, the situation in Afghanistan, you have Gates, the defense secretary, who's trying to gauge, if you will, where we are as far as Afghanistan is concerned. That's why I said I'd love to just have a private conversation off the record and hear what he had to say. He's in Kabul, and he's supposed to gauge what's going on because of reducing troops. So he has to make the decision, come back and report and say, okay, well, listen, here's what's happening. Here's what's happening along the Pakistani border. You know, we can start to draw back a few troops. The U.S. is committed to beginning a troop withdrawal. Remember, in July, will they stay on target, though? That's the question.
If you suffer from poor sleep, you need My Pillow. Guaranteed to be the most comfortable pillow you will ever own. Using a patented fill, My Pillow adjusts to your exact individual needs by gently supporting your head, shoulders, and neck. My Pillow has a natural built-in cooling effect, keeping your cervical nerves cool, giving you the best sleep of your life. My Pillow will never go flat and relieves snoring, migraines, sleep apnea, fibromyalgia, and many other disorders. It's antimicrobial, non-allergenic, dust mite resistant, and best of all, machine washable and dryable. My Pillow is made in the USA, has an A rating with the Better Business Bureau, comes with a 60-day money-back guarantee and an industry-leading 10-year warranty. Order today at MyPillow.com or call 952-442-6199. That's 952-442-6199. Mention coupon code GCN and receive 20% off your order. What do you have to lose except poor sleep? MyPillow.com, the most comfortable pillow you will ever own, guaranteed.
America's number one source for independent talk radio for over a decade. We are the GCN Radio Network.
Men, take control of your prostate health without the risk of nasty side effects with Prostate Secure. Early detection, regular prostate exams, and PSA tests are a must for men over 40. Listen, if you have symptoms of an enlarged prostate but don't want to take a drug with possible nasty side effects, or if you're over 40, then use Prostate Secure, a natural dietary supplement for men. Prostate Secure is a scientifically formulated blend of clinically significant amounts of natural ingredients. It brings together the most powerful plant sterols like beta-sitosterol and saw palmetto, along with antioxidants such as vitamin D3, resveratrol, and lycopene need to support good prostate health, proper urinary flow, function, and more. Check out ProstateSecure.com. Order online and save 10% with promo code SAVE10 or call 1-800-239-9432. That's 800-239-9432. Or visit ProstateSecure.com. Take control of your prostate health naturally with Prostate Secure.
We all know that Berkey Water Purification Systems are the most trusted name in water filtration. As an authorized Berkey dealer for over 5 years and serving thousands of satisfied customers, the Berkey guy offers amazing specials for Berkey Water Filtration Systems. The Berkey Light Systems include a set of self-sterilizing and recleanable black purification elements that purify water by removing chlorine, pathogenic bacteria, cysts, and parasites to non-detectable levels and remove harmful chemicals such as herbicides and pesticides. Order the Berkey Light System today, complete with two black Berkey elements for only $209, and the Berkey guy will include three Sport Berkey water bottles and ship everything to you free of charge. That's right, three Sport Berkey water bottles and free shipping, an $87 value, yours free. Call the Berkey guy at 1-877-886-3653. That's 1-877-886-3653, or order online at goberkey.com. That's goberkey.com today. The food storage industry leader has done it again. Introducing FDG Clubs and Survival Bucks from the Freeze Dry Guy. For over 39 years, the Freeze Dry Guy has served various government agencies and the private sector with the finest in storable foods and emergency rations. If you've wanted to build emergency food supplies but couldn't afford it, now you can. Go to freezedryguy.com, click on products, and look for the Freeze Dry Guy Clubs to pay as you go. Now you can build food storage without going into debt. Choose from a payment range of $95 to $450 per month. Our clubs work with everyone's budget. Plus, when you join Freeze Dry Guy Clubs, you'll get additional rewards. For example, this month, get 10% back in survival bucks on all purchases in the Freeze Dry Guy product line, plus free shipping within the lower 48 states on any order amount. Hurry, go to freezedryguy.com or call 866-404-3663. That's freezedryguy.com or call 866-404-3663. The Freeze Dry Guy, the best you can buy.
Coming up, what were they thinking? Plus, we're going to check the mail. Yeah, some of you concerned about, of all things, Skippy peanut butter. I'll tell you why. Are you a PB&J kind of guy? I had enough of that when I was a kid. I do like peanut butter, though. You know what's great? The Elvis sandwich. Peanut butter and bananas. Ever have that combination? If you haven't, try it out. Dan in Texas. Speak of the devil, I just shouted his name out. Hey, Dan, how are you?
Kate, my mistress of the night, whose high intellect and dulcet tones are such a delight. How are you, my friend?
I'm good. Thank you for saying that. That was nice.
Well, you're a special lady, and you know I appreciate you very, very much. Sometimes we differ a bit, though.
We do.
I'm afraid, my love, that you will wind up in the bloody dead box or black box, or as our British brothers say, or you'll be wearing the burqa because you don't understand. Our Muslim brothers, we are at war with them, one and all, and they are practicing what's known as taqiyya. And they're allowed to lie. They're allowed to commit their little crimes. And, oh, no, not us. We are moderate Muslims. We wouldn't dream of doing that. And they'll keep doing that just like they did in Lebanon until all the Christians in Lebanon are almost gone. They'll do the same thing in Egypt, which are almost, the Coptic Christians are almost gone. They did the same thing in Syria. They're doing it in every country in the world. They're working for a caliphate like they had back in the days when they were in Saudi Arabia and had all of the eastern countries under their thumb. And every country has either been conquered by infiltration or war. Now, you can believe me, or you can study history, and maybe you will believe me, but we are at war with the Muslim world, and these people that are coming in here are our enemies. I'm sorry. I've got my guns. I've got my ammunition, and I'll go down fighting.
Dan, do you like Muhammad Ali?
No. I have no respect for that draft dodger. None whatsoever.
I knew it was too good of a setup.
You can't tell me about what a peaceful little man he was. If Muslims were attacked, he'd be one of the ones to pick up his gun and wage war. A Muslim is supposed to fight any time the Muslims are under attack. It's in their DNA. You're never going to convince me. I'm telling you. You're the one that's going to wind up paying. I mean, I'll go down fighting, but I can see what's happening in this country, all over Canada, in every country in the world, in Australia right now. You ask Jack down there if they aren't being infiltrated by Malaysians of Muslim descent that are practicing their little peaceful so-called, we're just little refugees needing a home. I'm telling you, it's happening right before your eyes, and we're doomed if we don't get somebody besides me and a few other people out here that are telling you the straight of it.
We're gonna test that. We're gonna see how many people agree with Dan. I'm gonna try this, Dan. I'm gonna try
all
this
right,
out, and
right,
we're gonna
right.
see. Thank you for your call, though. You're right. Usually we do agree on a lot, though. We do. And here's the thing. I agree that there are scumbag Islamist jihadist nutballs that could give a crap about women and children and anything sacred. They do not care. It is absolutely about death and destruction and being a martyr and all that. Absolutely. Of course. Of course, of course, of course. And I understand Pete King's concern, and I think it's good for the hearing. So don't get me wrong. I'm not against Pete King's hearing. I think it's a smart thing to do. Open the dialogue. Have the discussion. I mean, come on, for God's sake. Absolutely. I agree with you 100%. But I think the broad strokes, I really don't think that every Muslim woman that I've ever encountered that grew up in the United States wants to kill me, is radicalized, would be radicalized in a second. I just can't go there with you, Dan. Maybe there's great majorities. Listen, I was in New York, and it broke my heart. And that's why when people talk about that it wasn't, you know, who flew the planes and whatever, I want to just scream. But the bottom line is, I do believe that there are people that have grown up peacefully in this country that believe in the Quran, but do not believe in, if you go back in history, the full throttle of the Quran. It's like when people talk about eye for an eye, tooth for a tooth, the interpretation of the Bible. I mean, I know it's a stretch, but follow that. So, yes, absolutely. Are there people that are laying in wait in the United States? Hey, I lived in an area where it was happening. Remember in Texas, remember the group that got busted for raising money, and they were raising money for the radicalization of a bunch of people to try to do some pretty nasty things. It happened in a suburb of Dallas, and right under the noses, it was the Holy Land Foundation. If you don't know what the Holy Land Foundation is, just Google it, and you'll see. And they fooled a lot of people. And I've talked about this before, but I'll mention it again. I was doing a sports talk show, and they were holding some kind of a bowling tournament or something, and they invited lots of different talk shows and people, and they had invited us, and I said no. I never felt comfortable with that group. I didn't really know them, but I had heard some things, and then sure enough, the gossip, the just little bit of gossip turned out to be, oh, man, you got to be kidding me. So, absolutely, you are right, Dan. There are horrible elements, and you have to be alert to it, and there is absolutely a thread of Islamic extremists who want to blow our heads off. I mean, there could be thousands, sure. But to say that every single one is, you know, it's like saying every single Catholic priest is a molester. Oh, I hope not. You have to be so careful, because then it'll turn around and bite us too. It's the same thing, whatever it is that you believe in. But I still think you absolutely have to be vigilant. Absolutely. I agree. 800-259-5791. 800-259-5791. If you don't call, you can also hit us up at americatonight.net or on the chat. You can also send something that way, too. We go to that quite often. So, you know, hey, Islam is at war. The Islamic extremists, you can't deny that. You cannot deny that. Let's go to Vic in Virginia. Hey, Vic.
Hey, good evening, or I should say good morning. Great show. I wanted to essentially agree with Dan, but I wanted to, from a slightly different point of view. There's a semantics is ways in here. The United States is the only country that differentiates between radical Islam and Islam. In the rest of the world, there's Islam.
Right.
And what we have here is a situation where there are Orthodox Muslims and there are secular Muslims. To answer your question about how many, do you remember the images right after 9/11 of thousands and thousands of so-called regular Muslims all over the world cheering?
Yes.
Now, that's more than just a few. What we have here is a situation where it's not so much we are at war with Islam. A pastor of mine who did a seminar on this topic ended up by saying, while there may be peaceful Muslims, there is no peaceful Islam. The problem is, if you are an Orthodox Muslim, it is so easy to justify this kind of behavior. It's actually, if you want to be correct semantically about it, the radical Muslims are the ones who are the secular and just want to lead their lives and don't want to take over the country, which is Sharia law and so forth. So it's you know, you understand what I'm talking about, the semantics.
Yes,
part of it.
Yeah. Mm-hmm. The actual breakdown of the religious.
If you I mean, I have, and I'm not saying I'm a scholar, but if you actually read the Quran, it's an unfair comparison to compare the New Testament to the Quran. At no point in the New Testament does it specifically say, we will declare a holy war against people who don't believe in Jesus. At no point does it say, if you are a Christian and you believe in me and you decide to convert, that's punishable by death. I mean, those kind of things do not exist in the Western world, and they exist in a huge number of countries, around the world.
Right.
But here's the question.
This is what I would say to you. Okay, so do we say to anyone in the United States who's a Muslim, look, you got 2 weeks, get out now. If you don't convert to Christian, Judaism or Christianity or become an atheist or agnostic, get out. Pack your bags. We don't want you.
That's a great question. And you have just defined the difference between the founders of our country, who pretty much were Christian, and the leaders in the Middle East. At no point do I, first of all, most people, and first time I heard Dan, but I'm not sure he would suggest that quote unquote all Muslims are at war with us. That's ridiculous and it's not true.
Right.
But none of us, myself, probably Dan, would say, okay, if you happen to be a Muslim, I want you out of this country. I've worked with the Muslims. I don't throw a blanket over anyone. But it's important for us to understand the difference between Islam and Muslims.
Mm-hmm.
There is an easy justification for what's happened. The reason why there isn't a hue and cry or an outcry after all these things happen is because all they need to do is look at page so-and-so and shake their heads and say, okay, yeah, that's right. These people were right. Yeah, that 12-year-old girl that wrapped explosives around her and blew herself up, yeah, that makes sense. That's part of what we believe.
Yeah, I mean, good call. Great call, Vic. Call us again. It makes sense to me what you're saying. Vic says in a big sense of what Dan said, he agrees, but listen to what we backed it up into. Certainly, he doesn't want to throw a blanket over it, which is exactly what I'm saying. 800-259-5791. Stay with us.
Most of us eat a blend of processed, man-made, and all-natural food. But the food you eat may not provide all the nutrition your body needs. We now know that liquid vitamin supplements are absorbed faster than pills. That's why you need C-Energy. From AffinityCEnergy.com. Sea vegetation is known to be the richest source of organic minerals, and that's what you'll find in all-natural, great-tasting Sea Energy. Sea Energy contains aloe vera, black cherry, cranberry, and pomegranate juices, plus ginseng, cat's claw, ginger, ginkgo biloba, and over 50 trace minerals needed for healthy metabolism, all from natural organic sea plant sources. Get a 10% discount by using promo code GCN at checkout when you order Sea Energy from AffinitySeaEnergy.com. Call 855-732-3637. That's 855-732-3637. Or go to AffinitySeaEnergy.com today.
Go solar for cheap. Want to use solar power but the price is too high? Now you can build your own solar panels for less than $200 at 123cheapsolar.com. Don't laugh. We've sold over 45,000 solar do-it-yourself kits. Watch the step-by-step videos that even non-handyman types can use. We offer a 60-day money-back guarantee. Go to 123cheapsolar.com or call 800-713-0486. 800-713-0486. Reduce your foreign oil dependency when you go green with 123cheapsolar.com.
Hi, this is Ted Anderson. Have you ever wondered why banks, stockbrokers, investment advisors won't talk about gold IRAs? They've been available since 1986, yet the financial industry won't recognize the value of gold for your retirement. Gold has outperformed paper investments, yet no word about IRAs. If you would like to have gold for your retirement, call 800-686-2237. Don't get left behind by rising inflation and low returns. Call 800-686-2237. Secure your future and call 1-800-686-2237.
It's the winter cold and flu supplement sale at HerbalHealer.com. Take advantage of Herbal Healer Academy's incredible savings on the best cold and flu supplements available. Many of you know elderberry is exceptional against viral infections. Right now, Herbal Healer Academy has elderberry power, regularly priced at $16.95, now incredibly low, at only $10 for 60 vegetarian caps. For children and seniors, our Herbal Healer Academy Flu Away Elderberry Liquid is only $13 for a 4-ounce bottle. Also on super sale, olive leaf capsules, oregano oil plus capsules, and our incredible respirate formula, Oregacillin Physician Strength Capsules for your lungs. Normally $34.95, now just $25. Hit the winter specials link at HerbalHealer.com for these cold and flu supplement specials and other on sale products like apple cider vinegar, brain power, and neuro recovery. New customers get a free catalog with your first order. Log on and hit the winter specials now at HerbalHealer.com.
Coming up, we're going to mix it in as we go to the mail bag. If you want to throw in your 2 cents on these hearings on the radicalization of Muslim Americans, that's what it's specifically titled on Thursday. It's happening in Washington. Please do at 800-259-5791. Also, I mentioned this, the defense secretary's in Kabul. He's going to be in Afghanistan for 2 days. Why? Because we're going to draw down some more troops by July. But how's it going in Afghanistan? Scale of 1 to 10. And the answer is unwinnable. We already know that. We've discussed it ad nauseum on this show. I feel for the troops, and I feel for so many who have lost their lives, who have given so much to the efforts, and who give again and again and again and again. And we say to ourselves, for what? I had a long conversation with a soldier the other night about this, and he said, and great guy, and I said, the for what is I get the pride, I get the bravado, I get the I'm here to defend this country, absolutely, and this is where we need to be. And that's what he said. He said, you know, in my unit's head, that's what it was all about. This is why we're here. We're here for the United States. We're here for whatever it is that we need to do to thwart out efforts to kill Americans. And he said that's what just that simplistically would be discussed a lot among the guys. And we always applaud the efforts of the troops. But here we are 9, 10 years. And in leaving Afghanistan, what do you think happens You think the Taliban isn't in control? You think the Taliban ultimately still doesn't reign and have say in Afghanistan? Do you really think there's going to be free and democratic elections? You know, first of all, you got to look at the man in charge, Hamid Karzai. On the list of how far could you throw this guy, and you know, on the trust side, I would say you couldn't throw him very far. And so, yeah, we'll see. We'll see what ultimately what Gates comes up with, too. In the meantime, however, as I said, we're going to go to the email. But before we do that, Libya, what's happening in Libya? It's exploding all over the place. John McCain, the senator from Arizona, had lots of thoughts on some of the Sunday shows. Here's what he had to say.
This would send a signal to Gaddafi that the president is serious when he says we need for Gaddafi to go. And also it would be encouraging to the resistance who are certainly outgunned from the air. No-fly zone, declaring our assistance or support of a provisional government, perhaps, which is being formed up now. There's a lot of steps we can take. Providing the significant humanitarian aid. Egypt is the key to all of this.
Mm-hmm.
Soul of the Arab world. The other countries are very important, but maybe we could fail in one of those other countries. We fail in Egypt, it has severe consequences.
Yeah, and at this point you have Gaddafi loyalist folks who have the advantage. They've got helicopter gunships and air attacks that they're supposedly using, although that's been denied. The bottom line is the equipment. The equipment is much better for those loyal to Gaddafi versus the rebels. And there's been reports that the Saudis are going to supply the Libyan rebels with better weapons, and that'll make a big difference, because the idea now at this point is to get Gaddafi out, at least among the I'll call it the free world, is the idea we need to push this guy out. We need to get him out of here. So whatever we have to do, get the supplies to the rebels in Benghazi. The Saudi kingdom already is having a terrible time with the Shia Muslim community. On Friday, they had a huge demonstration. Now they're banning all demonstrations. And King Abdullah seems to be losing a little bit of control in Saudi Arabia, and he definitely wants to see Gaddafi get out. And you think of the Arab world, 41 years he reigned there, and he vows to stay there no matter what. The clock is ticking. The clock is ticking, but it's a question of how is he taken out, especially if the U.S. refuses to do anything militarily, which that is absolutely what it's looking like. I think they're going to stick to that plan. Okay, we're going to do everything we can. We're going to come out, and we're going to now start to ratchet up the rhetoric, but we aren't officially going to jump into this thing. All right, I thank all of you who have sent me the interesting emails that you send. I always say this, but it's the truth. I have to go in every day and weed them out because I get so many, and the emails are just terrific, so keep them coming. So without further ado, let's go and check the mail.
You have mail, mistress.
Oh, thank you very much. Okay, topping the mail is the Libyan situation. Got one here from Ann, one from Z, one from Johnny D, and one from Pauly. And all of you asked about Gaddafi and in different ways and how long I thought he would stay in power and ultimately how deep would the U.S. go. And we just talked about that. Militarily, officially, I don't think the U.S. wants to declare anything here other than he's lost control and, you know, the humanitarian side of this. He needs to go, and this is not what the people want, and all that kind of stuff. But I don't think the U.S. militarily, you heard John McCain there are options. I don't think that that's the option that is going to be used at this point. But it's like a full-scale, someone was telling me the other day, it's like a full-scale civil war. You think of the people that have died in this situation. You think of the people who have gotten out of there as fast as they could. I don't know how many of you saw those pictures, but just imagine, just picture this. I know some of you are listening to me in the UK, some of you are listening to me in other parts of the United States, and this is hard for me to put it's hard for me to think of this, but this is an interesting analogy. What if suddenly I got a knock on the door, get your stuff, get out of here, you got to get on that bus, there's all these people are marching down the street and I got to jump in that crowd. You know, this is it, we're done. I got to get out of here. I got to get out of Texas. I got to get out of the country. So this is my shot. I got to jump in this bus. I got to jump in this crowd with the whatever I have in my hands, and that's it. We're fleeing. And that's what's happened. All the people are fleeing, getting out of there. We saw it at the airports. We saw the foreigners get out. And now a lot of the people in Libya just fleeing, just trying to get away from the situation there because it's gotten so ugly, so awful, that they feel like that's all they can do at this point. All right, here we have another one, and this is from, I like this nickname, The Rover. Hello, America, tonight. I have a question for you. How long until gas becomes $5 a gallon for regular across the land? Don't you think that's a real possibility? I don't think it's a real possibility right now. I'm going to say in 2011, no, we're not going to see $5 gas because the people that want to get elected in this country know that just like taxes, nobody wants to pay for gasoline. Nobody wants to pay what all of you in Europe are paying. We don't want to pull up and pay $6, $7, $5. We don't want to pay that. So the idea is keep the gasoline low if you want to stay employed. If you want to get elected again, you will not let gasoline go up because people are really starting to kvetch about it. In Chicago and California, I'm headed to California at the end of the week. Los Angeles, I can only imagine. I know that it's pretty high in L.A. and San Francisco and just, I mean, across all of California. So I don't think we'll see $5 this year, but we will see higher prices and people will continue to complain about it to be sure. All right, here's another one. This is from the dog. The nicknames are just brilliant tonight, by the way. The dog says, what's up with the deal with Skippy peanut butter? And I have to be honest, dog, I looked this up because I just heard a little blurb about it on the local news. But I guess there's a recall of some Skippy peanut butter because they're saying that it's tainted, that there are thousands and thousands of jars of Skippy have been tainted, and there are recall numbers on it if you go to a website. But I haven't seen a peanut butter recall in a long time. You know, usually, what have we had? It's usually lettuce, tomatoes. We even had tomato recall one time. But this time it's Skippy peanut butter. And I think I've got Skippy peanut butter in my pantry somewhere. If you have Skippy peanut butter, check it out. Go to the World Wide Web, type it in, and they'll probably tell you where some of the contamination is from. Again, you can always send me your stuff, AmericaTonight.net.